This is program number LW2128. Well, there's a monument at Fort Benton, Montana, not many people have heard of, but is, I think, a far more important one than even Washington's monument in Washington, D.C. Hi, this is Larry West. It overlooks the Missouri River and the Great Northern Railroad there at Fort Benton. It was erected many years ago. It happened one summer day back in 1936. Shep, a collie dog, followed his master's dead body to the depot, where it was being shipped back east for burial. Shep watched and whined as the train moved slowly out of the station. He, of course, ran after it, but as the train gained speed and kept traveling down the track, Shep finally had to stop running after it. Standing there, whining and puffing hard, he watched the train get smaller and smaller in the distance, and finally it moved out of sight. Shep turned and went back to the train station, slipped under the wooden depot, dug himself a spot in the dirt, lay down, and waited. For 5.5 years, he waited. He never left the depot area in all that time. Summer, winter, rain, snow, or shine, he jumped up and ran out to meet each train that passed through and eagerly scanned the passengers, tail wagging in hope. Shep would check them all over and then search up and down the train looking for someone special, someone who never came back. Then watching each train leave the station, Shep then would return to his shelter, where he would then lie down and watch and listen for the whistle of the next incoming train. In January 1942, a train struck old Shep and killed him. Of course, during those 5.5 years, railroaders befriended Shep and kept him fed. When he was killed, they were the ones who buried him high on a bluff. They put up a spotlight and aimed it toward the mountain where Shep was buried. And for years, passengers climbed the hill to look at old Shep's grave. The train doesn't stop at Fort Benton now, but the townspeople are not about to let faithful Shep be forgotten. The Fort Benton Community Improvement Association has renovated the monument put up by old Shep's friends years ago. The monument that reminds people of a rare loyalty and devotion. I think what Woodrow Wilson said many years ago would fit perfectly if inscribed on old Shep's monument. Wilson said, "Loyalty means nothing unless it has at its heart the absolute principle of self-sacrifice." Old Shep, with all his self-sacrifice, is loyalty personified in a dog. You know, if there's one thing we need to learn again in this old world of ours, it's loyalty. When I sit and cry with a mother and daughter, trying to help them put the pieces back together after her husband, after Dad, had packed his bags and walked out, I know there is a guy who has forgotten the meaning of loyalty. When I read the experts' researched data tell how up to 60% of our employees these days steal from their employers, 60%, I know it's that thing called loyalty that's been forgotten. When at a 4th of July celebration at a local park, with fireworks and patriotic music filling the air, I see scattered throughout the crowd people refusing to stand when the band plays the Star-Spangled Banner, I know it's that thing called loyalty that we've forgotten. I like what Abraham Lincoln wrote many years ago when speaking about our respect for law and order. Lincoln said, "Let reverence for the law be breathed by every American mother to the lisping babe that prattles on her lap. Let it be written in primers, in spelling books, and almanacs. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislative halls, and enforced in courts of justice. And in short, let it become the political religion of the nation. And let the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the grave and the gay, all of the sexes, tongues, and colors and conditions, sacrifice unceasingly at its altars." Loyalty. That's what Lincoln was speaking of. It's God himself talking about our need for him who says in the Bible, "Be faithful unto death." Loyalty. How I wish that we Americans were as devoted to God as old Shep the dog was to his master. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free, right before it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.